Research by the Australian Museum and the University of New South Wales found that all families of Australian frogs present in the area were detected post-fire. But there is still more research needed. To find out more, we are joined by Dr. Jodie Rowley, lead author of the paper and chief scientist of the Frog ID app. Good morning, Jodie.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. I love speaking about frogs, and this is a bit of good news, so it's a pleasure.
Good news is always good. So what do we know about how Australian frogs fared during the Australian Black Summer bushfires?
Well, it's still early days, but thanks to thousands of people who went out into these burnt areas after the fires, armed with their mobile phones, and the Frog ID app on them, we now have some good news as a result. So the Frog ID project started in 2017, so we had 2 years of information as to the frogs that were there before the fire. And then because of the people out there after the fire, we now know that there was 45 species of frog detected calling after the fires, and there were no really obvious missing frog species in the first almost 3 months after the fire.
Wow, so, that's quite extraordinary, seeing as how severe the bushfire was.
It is, and of course we don't know in every little patch of forest what happened, but what this provides is that at least in some places, some frogs survive. So the app is all based around the calls of frogs. So each species has a different call. So particularly after the rains in February throughout much of the fire zone, the frogs started croaking again. People started getting out and recording them, and we at least know what survived in the short term. We are a long way from knowing the long-term consequences, and things are going to vary from place to place, but I am going to take this good news where I can get it. And so even some, you know, very threatened endangered frogs were heard croaking after the fires.
That must have been a really beautiful sound to hear, especially with the worry beforehand. I'm going to ask this. How did they survive? Like, how vulnerable are frogs to bushfires? Can they easily flee in this environment?
It's a really good question. Frogs aren't great at fleeing something so, you know, huge and fast as a fire front. So the only mechanism they have, and I mean, because they're not really protected by anything, they seem like, you know, I was just imagining them going up into puffs of smoke as the fire approached, but they are able to squish into little cracks and little holes and under rocks and in the water. And if they can get far enough away from the immediate heat of the fire front, which was in some places 500 degrees Celsius or more, then there's a chance that they're going to at least survive the initial hit. So we don't know what it's going to do for water quality and all those kind of things, whether there's going to be enough food for them to be able to survive. But we do know that at least some frogs were able to somehow, whether it's underground or in any patches of water that were still left, survive the initial fire front.
And you mentioned before that a lot of this research was done with citizen science, citizen scientists using the popular Frog ID app. For listeners who don't know what the Frog ID app is, can you tell them quickly what it is?
Yeah, definitely. So it is a national citizen science project that started in 2017. We already have almost 230,000 records of frogs from across Australia, and these have all been made by people going out, you know, on the dog walk, in their backyard pond, recording frogs wherever they hear them calling. Then the Frog ID app, which you can download for free, do that on the app. It submits it with the location. It's listened to, the recording's listened to by a team of experts, including myself, and we'll identify what frog is making that noise, and then it helps form this national database of frog records across Australia. And of course, we had absolutely no idea how useful, or that this was going to be so useful for understanding the impacts of fire on frogs, because we didn't know this was about to come up, but it's just shown how amazing and how much power people have these days to really contribute to science, contribute to conservation. I mean, I wasn't able to, and you know, a lot of frog biologists weren't able to travel and get around after the fires, especially due to COVID restrictions. So it really took, you know, everybody out there with their phone just recording frogs, whether the burnt area was in their backyard or up the road, or they were able to stop on the side of the road when they were going somewhere and just record the frogs calling. But it's all thanks to them.
It's so, so cool. And I love to hear how great it is that, you know, every day, everyone listening can just grab their smartphones out, participate in citizen science and make a massive difference to research and to knowing how to conserve and, you know, keep our frog friends nice and safe. What's next for the research and what can we do to help?
Well, we still need to figure out how the frogs are doing now. So this was just a little short snapshot of the short-term survival of frogs in some places, but we desperately need more recordings. We need them from burnt areas, but we also need them across Australia to understand how frogs are doing due to other threats and figure out which frogs need our help the most. We want recordings all the time, but we have a special annual event coming up soon, which is Frog ID Week, and that's from the 6th to the 15th of November. And so that's when we try and get this big annual snapshot of how frogs are doing across the continent, really intensively figure out how things are doing. And of course, that will help us by having this annual snapshot of really intense number of recordings, understand things like the impacts of climate change, because frogs are so sensitive to any kind of environmental change. They make really great indicators of environmental health in general.
Sounds really good and really important work. So there you go. Everyone listening, just grab the Frog ID app on your phone and you can be doing some super important research, which is going to be very, very helpful. Thank you so much, Jodie, for joining us this morning.
Thank you.